Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Truly I'm honored to be here tonight, for truly God is good. My soul is happy in the Lord, for God is doing an awesome thing. Hallelujah, and I praise his holy name. Thank you, God, for you are so worthy, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise God. I praise him. I praise him, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Father God, may the words of my mouth, O God, and the meditation of my heart, O God, be accessible in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeem, O God. And Father God, I pray that all those that have ears to hear your word tonight, O God, Father God, that you'll bless them, O God, and that those that do not have ears, Lord God, I pray that you shall open up those ears, O God, so they may receive your word, O God, and know that you are a loving God, and know that you are a merciful God, and know that you are a forgiving God. I thank you, God, for what you're about to do, O God. I thank you for a soul that's going to be saved. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray and ask it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to look at Romans, the 12th chapter. And for a subject, I'm going to use commitment to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says now, the first and the second verse of that Romans, the 12th chapter says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, glory to God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, in light of the great plan of salvation, glory to God, hallelujah, believers are to dedicate themselves to God. Paul the apostle, he entreats the Romans as his brother in Christ, by the mercies of God, to present their bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Hallelujah. A living sacrifice. Since, glory to God, Christians, both Jews and Gentiles, are the new people of God, the new Israel, then should we not offer sacrifice to God, just as the Old Testament Jews did? Yes, hallelujah, but not animals. Sacrifice. Oh, glory to God. We don't need to sacrifice no animal to God. What Paul is telling us today, that we need to be a living sacrifice unto God. In other words, Paul is saying to us that we need to give ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. We need to be committed to God. Hallelujah. This is a powerful appeal. We receive from the Lord every day the fruit of his mercy. We must render ourselves all we are, all we have, and all we can do. Glory to God. You can't give God half. You can't give God a little bit. But I'm here to tell you right now that you need to give God all. That means that every day that you wake up in the morning time, you need to call on the name of the Lord and allow him to direct your path. Glory to God. You need to ask the Lord, Lord, here I am, a living sacrifice unto you. Lord God, I ask that you order my steps, O God. Let your will be done in my life, O God. Glory to God. Commit to God. Oh, hallelujah. First Corinthians 1:10 says, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there'll be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. In other words, Paul is telling us that we must be on one according. Glory to God. You can't have a bunch of confusion and try to be together with God, because God is not the author of confusion. The devil is. And I'm here to tell you right now that if you're going to serve God, then you must be on one according with your brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Let me go on a little bit more. Verse 3 says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more high than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Glory to God. In other words, my brothers and sisters, we are not to think that it's all about us. They used to say it one time, that you think that you're a bag of chips and all, that you're all that in a bag of chips too. Well, I'm here to tell you today that Paul is saying, don't think too highly of yourself. Don't think that it's all about you, because it's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about your commitment to him. Glory to God. Let's go on a little bit further. Verse 4 says, for as we have many members, glory to God, in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ. Glory to God. And individually members of one another. Glory to God. Paul is saying that even though we all have different gifts, glory to God, but we are still in one body. Well, Christ is the head. Oh, glory to God. I'm here to tell you right now, if you have one of your arms taken away, it won't be the same. If you have one of your eyes taken away, it won't be the same. Glory to God. So I'm here to tell you right now that you need all the members to work in the body of God. Glory to God. And for us not to think that because we may preach in the pulpit and somebody else may stand at the door and usher, glory to God, that we are any better than those that are ushering. For the word of God says that everything works together for the good of those who love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. I'm here to tell you right now that ushers are called to stand at the door and greet those that come in. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you right now that God is a good God. Oh, glory to God. And he doesn't think any less of one person than he does of another one. Glory to God. Let's go on a little bit. Verse 6 says, oh, glory to God. Having then gifts, all differing, oh, glory to God, according to the grace that is given to us, let us then, if prophesied, let us prophesy in proportion to one faith or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exalts in exaltation, he who gives with liberty, He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you right now, glory to God, conversion and sanctification, or the renewing of the mind, a change not of the substance, but of the quality of the soul. In other words, it starts on the inside by the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't say that you have given your life to the Lord and there is no change on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost is not working in you. You're still cussing the same way. You're still walking the same way. You're still gossiping the same way. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you right now, if there is a change, oh, glory to God, it's going to be seen on the outside as well as coming from the inside. Oh, glory to God. The process of sanctification, dying to sin more and more, and living to the righteousness more and more. It's the carrying on this renewing work till it is perfected in glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With man, all things are impossible. But I'm here to tell you right now that with God, nothing is impossible. We can change ourselves, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. That means that if we are willing, if we submit ourselves, glory to God, then the Holy Ghost will constantly transforming us day after day. Glory to God. Oh, the great enemy of this renewing is conforming to this world. 1 Peter 1:13-19 says, glory to God. Oh, I'm here to tell you right now, I'm so glad that I know that my soul is saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter 1:13-19 says, therefore, oh, glory to God, girding up the loins of your mind, be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, glory to God, who is without partiality, judge according each one's work, conduct yourself, glory to God, throughout the times of your day, hear and feel, glory to God, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, glory to God, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct, glory to God, received by traditions from your Father, but with the precious, glory to God, I say with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and with spot. Glory to God, I'm here to tell you right now, take heed of forming plans for happiness, as though it lays in the things of this world, which will soon pass away. We must not fall in with the custom of those who walk in the lust of the flesh and mind of earthly things. The work of the Holy Ghost, first begin in the understanding, and is carried on to the will, affection and conversation, till there is a change of the whole man into the likeness of God, in the knowledge, righteousness, and true holiness. Glory to God, be godly. Is to give ourselves to God, not by works or righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saves us through washing and regeneration and renewing of the spirit. Glory to God. Commit yourself to God. If you are committed to God, then you will use the gift that God has given you. If you are committed to God, then you will love as God love you. Glory to God. We must remember that God is love and that God wants us to love each other. For how can we say that we love God whom we have not seen? And we see our brothers and sisters every day and we walk around and won't speak to them or we say something about them. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you right now, you must be committed to God. The only way yet you can be committed is that you must stay in the word. You must pray. You must be obedient. Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. Glory to God. And he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Glory to God. If you are committed to serving God, you're not going to walk around with your nose up in the air. You're not going to pass by your brothers and sisters and don't speak. You're not going to think that because you have an education that you're better than anybody else. Glory to God, for the word of God says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, and he shall exalt you in due time. Commitment to God. If you are committed to God, serve God. Serve him with everything in you. It doesn't mean that you're going to make no mistake. But I'm here to tell you, God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Commitment to God. Are you committed? Or are you walking around just talking out of sight of your mouth? Is it in your heart? Glory to God. For the word of God says, whatsoever's in your heart, it's going to come out. You can say what you want to say, but if you're not sincere about serving God, then truly, my brothers and sisters, it's going to come out. Oh, glory to God. Commit to God. Serve God. Oh, hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus was committed, y'all. He was committed all the way to Calvary, where he died on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask yourself, are you committed? Are you committed to God? Are you serving God? Are you serving him with your heart? Are you serving him with your soul? Are you trying to be like him? Oh, glory to God. The word of God tells us that we must take on the mind of Christ. Oh, glory to God. That when we see that man standing on the corner, that we can show him some love. When we see that prostitute out there, we can show them some love. Because the Jesus that is in me, glory to God, is going to show that love. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.